This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So check my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of The Power of Dhikr. We're continuing to talk about some of the virtues and the benefits of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're talking about these benefits and these virtues so that we can motivate ourselves to be from those people who remember Allah much, from those men and those women who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those men and those women who remember Allah much. I wanted to start this episode by reading a hadith which is narrated by Ibn Majah and At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Hibban and Al-Hakim and others, from the narration of Abi Ishaq from Al-Aghar, Abi Muslim, that he witnessed Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, and Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, and that those two witnessed that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a slave says, La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So a servant of Allah, he says, La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, says, Sadaqa abdi, la ilaha illa ana, wa ana akbar. Allah says, my slave has spoken the truth. My slave has told the truth. There is no God worthy of worship except me, and I am the greatest. If a slave of Allah says, La ilaha illallah wahda, there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone, Allah says, Sadaqa abdi, my slave has told the truth. La ilaha illa ana wahdi, there is no God except me alone. If a slave of Allah says, La ilaha illallah, la sharika lah, Allah says, Sadaqa abdi, my slave has told the truth. La ilaha illa ana, la sharika li. There is no God worthy of worship except me, and there is no partner with me. Again, if the slave says, La ilaha illallah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, Allah says, Sadaqa abdi, la ilaha illa ana, liyal mulk wa liyal hamd. I have all of the dominion and I have all praises due to me. If a slave says, La ilaha illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah says, Sadaqa abdi, my slave has said, spoken the truth. La ilaha illa ana, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa bi. And there is no God worthy of worship except me, and there is no way to change anything, no movement, no power except by me. And then Al-Aghar, he said something that one of the narrators, he didn't understand. And so he said, what did he say? He said, whoever is given these words at his death will not be touched by the hellfire. Whoever is given these words at the death, at his moment of death, he will not be touched by the hellfire. From the benefits of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal much is that it saves you from the danger of hypocrisy. And it makes you safe and secure from being a munafiq, from being a hypocrite. Because Allah Azza wa Jal says about the munafiqeen when He's describing them, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They only remember Allah a tiny little bit. And so if they only remember Allah a tiny little bit, and you remember Allah a lot, this is giving you a guarantee of safety and security that you will not be classed amongst the munafiqeen. And that's why Ka'b, may Allah be pleased with him, said, whoever frequents the remembrance of Allah will be free from nifaq. Whoever frequently mentions Allah will be free from nifaq. And perhaps this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finishes Surah Al-Munafiqeen, the Surah of the Munafiqeen, by saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, La tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah. Don't allow your wealth, and don't allow your children to take you away from the remembrance of Allah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And those people who do that, they will be the losers. Those people who are going to lose out in the end. So subhanAllah, think about this. Allah Azza wa Jal finishes Surah Al-Munafiqun by encouraging the people who believe to remember Allah and mentioning that those who don't remember Allah, لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The Munafiqun who don't remember Allah except for a small amount, those are the people who are going to be the ultimate losers in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. From the benefits of remembering Allah is that remembering Allah makes you close to Him and gives you a kind of closeness that isn't for anybody else. It's not the closeness that Allah's knowledge is surrounding you or that Allah sees everything you do, because this is for everybody, but a special kind of closeness that is for the one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Indeed, Allah is with those people who fear Him and are pious towards Him, and those people who are muhsinun. And there's no doubt that one of the greatest forms of taqwa and the greatest forms of ihsan in Islam is that you remember Allah Azza wa Jal much. And Allah says, وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those people who are patient. So this kind of special, Allah being with you in a special way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being closer to Allah, being closer to the one that you are remembering, there's no doubt the more you remember Allah, the closer you will be to Him. From the benefits of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal is that it brings you good things, it brings you blessings, and it keeps bad things out of your life. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah Azza wa Jal protects and defends those who believe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends them by keeping them away from evils that are going to happen to them. And those who believe, their iman, one of the characteristics of the people of iman is that they are those people who remember Allah much. So by remembering Allah Azza wa Jal much, then this is something which will keep you away from bad things and bring further good things to happen to you. And we have a hadith, and which is the hadith of Abu Hurairah, which is that there were some poor people in Medina, from the poor Muhajirun. They came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, O Messenger of Allah, the people of wealth and the people of richness and the people who had a lot of, you know, they were very rich, they were very wealthy, they pray like we pray, and they fast like we fast, and they have the benefit of their extra wealth, and they are able to perform Hajj, and we're not able to perform Hajj, and they are able to go and fight, and they are able to give sadaqah, and we're not able to do so because we don't have the wealth to do it. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shall I not teach you something that you will be able to reach those who have preceded you, to catch up with those who have preceded you, and you will be able to precede those who come after you. And nobody will be better than you except the one who does the same as what you do. They said, oh yes, O Messenger of Allah, teach us something that we can use to catch up with those who have preceded us, and we're going to precede those who come after us. Nobody's going to be better than us unless they do what we do. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tusabbihun, that you do tasbih, you say subhanallah, and you say alhamdulillah, and you say Allahu Akbar after every salah. So this is the dhikr that we do after every salah, that we do on our fingers, on the fingers of our right hand, and we say subhanallah, 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 and we do so 33 times, and we say alhamdulillah, 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 33 times. And again we say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 33 times. And we use the breaks in our fingers, or the marks in our fingers and thumb, to count those on our right hand only. And this is the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so he taught this to the poor people in order for them to be able to catch up with all of those things that the richer people were doing that they were not able to do. The richer people were able to participate in the army. They couldn't, because they couldn't afford the horses or the camels. the richer people were able to give sadaqah. They couldn't because they didn't have any extra wealth to give it from. The richer people were able to perform hajj, and they couldn't because they didn't have the wealth to be able to perform the hajj. So the Prophet ﷺ said, I'm going to teach you something to catch up to them. And it is that you say after every prayer, Subhanallah, and then you say Alhamdulillah, and then you say Allahu Akbar. And there are different narrations. There is a narration of 33 times in which you go over your whole hand twice around, and then you finish with your thumb. And there is a narration of 10 times where you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So this is how we do so. We do so on the fingers of our right hand. We don't use our left hand, and we don't use any other form of sort of counters or beads or anything like that, or rosary beads. We simply do the remembrance of Allah on our right hand. And that is from those things that those people were able to do. But the hadith continues. And so what happens in the hadith, at the end of the hadith, is they come and they complain to the Messenger of Allah again. And they say to the Messenger of Allah, the problem is that these people who are able to go to Hajj and Umrah and they're able to participate in the Muslim army, when they heard this hadith, what do you think they did? When they heard this hadith, they started to do this tasbih themselves. They started to remember Allah and to do the dhikr of Allah themselves. And so when they did that, they caught up again to those people. And so the poor people came again to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, these rich people who do all the things we can't do, they've started to do the tasbih after the salah because they asked us and we told them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the grace of Allah. He gives it to whoever He wills. That's enough for this episode, insha'Allah ta'ala. We do hope that you will join us for a future episode of The Power of Dhikr, insha'Allah ta'ala. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So change my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So change my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of